A Beacon, New York man is combining a trail running goal with a cause. He will attempt to run a section of the Appalachian Trail in record time while raising awareness about domestic violence and a case out of Poughkeepsie. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Greg Buzalencia will be kicking it off this weekend by attempting to run the 88-mile New York section of the Appalachian Trail in 24 hours. Originally, he planned to run a portion of the International AT in Canada, but then the coronavirus pandemic took hold, and he set his sights on a section closer to home. It was around February when he learned of a case involving Poughkeepsie resident Nicole Adamondo, a mother of two, who was serving a 19-years-to-life prison sentence after being convicted of second-degree murder. Her claim is that she shot her longtime partner in self-defense after suffering years of domestic violence. The judge deemed Adamondo ineligible for a reduced sentence under the 2019 Domestic Violence Survivors Justice Act. Adamondo's appeal was filed on July 31st. She is a friend of Buzalencia's business partner.
Really decided to combine probably later in the year, in May or June, really combine the two ideas, you know, some large goal and run that I had been wanting to do and been training for and supporting this cause and this, you know, injustice that we had seen done, and also realizing that during, you know, the pandemic, domestic violence has only become worse, with quarantine, and that wasn't really something that was bubbling up to the top of the news cycle. So thought it would be interesting to try to utilize this to create more awareness for that issue.
What would be the first in terms of what you're doing with your friend?
Yeah, so also during the pandemic, this website called Fastest Known Time has become quite popular among runners, especially trail runners, to say I was the fastest person to have done this route, you know, this trail. And obviously the Appalachian Trail is, you know, a very popular trail. And as I looked into it, you know, there isn't somebody that has set a fastest known time on the New York section of the Appalachian Trail. The New Jersey section has a very competitive time. The Connecticut section has a very competitive time, as well as many other states. And it just hasn't been something it's certainly something that has been done over the course of 2 days by a couple of, you know, runners who were through running the entire Appalachian Trail from Georgia to Maine, but hasn't really been done with the intent to try to run it all in one shot. So we'll start in New Jersey near Greenwood Lake on the evening of October 3rd, and then we'll run, walk, power hike, et cetera, 88 miles all the way across the Hudson River and all the way up to Connecticut, and hoping to end in around 24-hour time frame, but obviously anything can happen out there, and could be 23 hours, could be 26 hours, and or more.
Now, how are you marrying this run to try to be the first to do this straight through at a run for all of New York's AT? How are you pairing this with raising awareness to domestic violence? You and your friend are going to be deep in the woods. Nobody's really going to know what you're doing there. So how do you raise awareness when you're running in the woods?
Great question. Yeah, we've built a website and a momentum behind this where people can actually run virtually alongside us, create a team to run 88 miles over the course of those 2 days, October 3rd and 4th, which we'll be running. And the teams can run collectively 88 miles and raise awareness and funds alongside of us. So it makes it a little bit bigger than just us being out in the woods by ourselves. I think the connection really came, initially, really solidified itself, back in June with all the, racial protests that were going on, and all of a sudden this conversation that had been relatively quiet, among, lack of a better term, white people, about race, all of a sudden was bubbling up and being discussed, and it sort of hit home for me too, that as a, you know, as a male, it could also be a voice, you know, in this, you know, and have, raise awareness and discussion. Obviously, you know, not only women are victims of domestic violence, men are as well, but oftentimes it's not often talked about, you know, among men. So just wanted to bring awareness to that, be a voice, and you know, realize that, you know, it doesn't have to just be something that, you know, victims only talk about.
What will you do with the funds?
Nikki's case is currently in the appeal process, and the funds will be used for her legal defense. You know, she's incarcerated currently for defending her life against her abuser, and the funds will be used for that, and any leftover funds will be used to take care of her children, who are currently being, you know, taken care of by her sister, Michelle.
Is this the first time you're running or hiking or whatever the case is for a cause?
Yes. Well, yes and no. I did raise funds. I ran a marathon here in Beacon in April. There's this race called the Breakneck Point Trail Runs. It's a half marathon, and a full marathon, you know, goes over the famous Breakneck Ridge and, you know, among many of the other trails in the Hudson Highlands. And the race obviously got canceled. So, because I lived in Beacon in the early days of the pandemic in April, I said, well, there's no reason why I can't still do it out on my own, and went out and ran it and raised $3,500 for to take care of Nikki's children.
What is your plan afterwards? I mean, you don't know how much money you're going to raise, right? You don't know what's really going to happen out there. Like you said, a lot of unknowns, but how
exactly
would this continue? I mean, like you said, it's the start of Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's the start of Nikki's appeal process. I mean, where do you go following the run?
That's such a great question. You know, at least for the month of October, you know, we're allowing people to, you know, fundraise all the way through the end of the month. You know, along with this, I'll be fundraising as well. And, you know, hopefully we finish it so it, you know, becomes something that can create, you know, generate a little bit more awareness, you know, afterwards. I find that a lot of people are more willing to donate, you know, after you've done the thing that you say you're going to do than before. So we're hopeful about that. But yeah, I mean, obviously the appeal process is a very, you know, can be very long, heartbreaking process. We really think that, there's a very strong case here. You know, just be continuing to follow the case and trying to hopefully find other ways to, you know, be a voice or inspire other people to be a voice in fighting injustices that happen like this.
And is there a dollar amount that that's kind of a goal?
Yeah, we're really leaning into the 88 number. So we're going with 88,000.
As of Monday morning, a big run had raised around $12,000. Buzalencia will run with his friend, Benno Rawlinson, starting October 3rd. For more information about their run, go to WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.